Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So last time I talked to you, you had just stumbled into Kim's apartment very late.
Right.
Finally found it, and you were about to get together for the first time, I guess, look at the script. How'd the rehearsal process going, and how did it go, and what have you learned about Kim?
I've learned that Kim has got a fantastic right hook. She is a very heavy hitter.
And that that must be a little painful in the one scene you have on stage?
Yeah, but I say it with admiration because it's a solid punch. No, it's been fantastic, and she's a great... She had said, actually, in that first meeting, you know, it'll be fun. We get to dance and reinvent this every night. We fight. We do everything. And it really has been that. She's been a great dance partner. We have a marvelous time. It's obviously we're doing the play, but there's a lot of pliability in the script. It's very fluid. And working with her has been this terrific exchange. And all of that really, of course, is owed to Richard Eyre, who is a knight of the realm, which I like being able to say. And I know someone who is related to Sir Lancelot. And he's just a master director, one of the great theatrical minds of our time. And so subtle, you kind of don't even notice what he's doing, but you realize... Or I realized anyways, we were leaving, finishing rehearsals in London and coming back to Toronto to put it up, that he'd given us all extraordinarily solid footing, and that, you know, you start putting it in front of an audience. Quite often plays get really rattly because it isn't that solid, but this has just been a kind of weirdly easy transition. And for me, easy, and I was rattled when I first got into the house because I haven't stood on a stage in a house that big in a long time. And I was just like, oh, God, I don't know what I'm doing up here. But again, you just kind of go back to what he laid in for us, and it's been, I think it's just very solid. The production feels, it feels like it's on firm enough footing to be able to kind of evolve over time, and you know, we can always return to what we know is solid. And so it's been a magnificent experience. Love working with Kim, love working with the other two actors, Anna Madeley and Simon Paisley Day, are just tremendous. And overall, it's been wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah.
After this run, you head to Broadway. Does that make you a little nervous, an even bigger audience?
Well, I don't know. Everybody's asking me that. I guess I should be nervous. Maybe I'm psychotic. I don't know. Maybe I'll be nervous later. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what to expect, so I can't see why it's any different. It's still a theater, and it's, in a sense, you know, a theater's like Freemasonry. It's not that different wherever you go in the world. It's still a stage with seats in front of it, and people get up and you act, and either they like you or they don't. And
yeah.
I don't know, do they shoot you in Broadway or no? I am looking forward to it, but I think if I was feeling less confident about the merits and the value of this production, maybe I'd be feeling more nervous. But I'd also be very nervous about playing it in Toronto. And I mean, our audiences are pretty severe, and our critics are ruthless. So. I don't know, are they any more ruthless in New York?
It's true enough. Now, Kim had done the show before in London, and you came into the part anew. How did that work in rehearsals? Did she have to sort of change up what she knew and just sort of work with you as a new partner?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it was much harder for her probably than it was for me. And admittedly, I'm starting from scratch, but she had to kind of unlearn certain things, I think. You know, she was extraordinarily gracious, though, and as was everyone who was involved in the previous production. Nobody said, oh, we did it like this, or you have to do it like that, or there's a big laugh here, or we really did just kind of reinvent the interior of the scenes. And the exterior of it, it's the same production, the same design, the same... No, I guess the clothes are slightly different, but it's basically the same show, but the inside it's quite a bit different because I'm not the other guy, and Kim, you know, I think just had to change a lot of stuff to accommodate me.
Now, how would you describe your character for people who haven't seen the show? What's he like? What's he about?
He's a prince among men. He's just a fabulous guy with almost no faults. He's kind of an interesting guy, isn't he? He's, I think he's, a renegade, but not in the sense of sort of James Dean. He knows full well what the silhouette is and what the proper sound is and what the actual manners are of his class English 1930s. The Martini set. Very funny, very quick, but he's also weirdly honest. And that is actually cuts right across the grain of received wisdom, you know, where there are just things you're supposed to spout if you're of that class, and he doesn't. And that makes people see him either as being flippant or being deranged, but he will say what he thinks. And I think that creates actually a lot of the trouble between him and the woman that he's so desperately drawn to.
So he's not a yes, dear man.
No, not at all. But he's also, you know, a bit of a brute when the time comes. With her, you know, things can get rough.
Now, about that fight scene.
Yeah.
What happens there?
Well, Kim beats the shit out of me, and it's unprovoked, and that's basically it. I think the audiences can kind of see this coming. Something is going to explode between these two, because it's just way too volatile. They can only enjoy a moment of peace for about 12 nanoseconds, and then it starts up again. And I think we've all known relationships like this, where you think, why are we always fighting? And then, so eventually it explodes, and the fight just goes on, and all our buttons come off, and our hair goes nuts, and we're screeching at each other and breaking the hell out of the apartment.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Here's a good one, though. So, I think it was Richard who said he was following a couple, a married couple, out of the theater. And she turned to her husband and said, well, he started that fight. And he said, he did not. She hit him over the head with the records. And she said, oh, you don't understand. It started before that. And they kept at it all the way out of the theater, I'm sure, into the parking lot, into the car, and all the way home.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's how it goes. So as a director, you're appreciating this play. But does your experience as a director come into play when you're working as an actor?
No, it didn't on this. I think sometimes the director rises up if I'm just acting, if the direction isn't competent. But Richard Eyre is quite a ways beyond competent. He's just, I said he's like a Zen master. And it was so liberating to go into a rehearsal hall and feel, for the first time after 10 years, and feel completely... not protected is not the right word, but the context was completely solid for working. And it's not, he doesn't inordinately compliment you or anything, but he just keeps you going and gives you everything you need. So no, I didn't think about it at all.
That's great. And now, are you working on anything else? Or do you have anything else planned, or is this going to take up all your time now?
Well, this will take up a considerable part of my time through to the end of February. And then after that, I'm going to start the next film that I'm directing, which is bit of a departure from Noel Coward. It's called Hyena Road, and it's Afghanistan film.
Wow.
So I've already been over and shot a bunch of stuff, pieces of things already. I've been over a couple of times, and now I'm going to go back in May for a couple of weeks, shoot a few more pieces, and then the balance of the film here in Canada.
Wow. That's a feature.
Yeah,
fantastic. Sounds great, Paul. Well, I can't. Yeah, blow stuff up. Yes, as opposed to relationships, right?
Yeah, it's all the same, really, isn't it? It's all combat.
Well, great speaking with you, and I really look forward to seeing the show.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice talking to you.